Blog Talk Radio. Let's play some music. Why your blood? message. Offering the message title is The Nature of Forgiveness is Mercy. Offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs to fashion us into a likeness that we might model the love we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. May you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those desperate in need of grace. And may God's love shine through you as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. Would we be wholly lost if it weren't for the abundant mercy of our Heavenly Father? Romans chapter 3, verses 23-24 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." We are offered total complete forgiveness of our sins because God loves us and has mercy on us. The mercy of God allots us freedom to restore a relationship we could never attain on our own. We are not justified by our own works or inherent worth, but by the grace alone. The nature of forgiveness is mercy. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 6, verse 36-37, "Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven." For us to be merciful with others, we must be consistently encountering and reflecting the abundant mercy of God toward us. When we were at our lowest, God met us and offered us eternal abundant life in him. When we had no ability to attain right standing before our Creator, he brought himself low, took on the form of a servant, and died for our sakes. You were saved by the greatest act of mercy the world will ever know. And now your Heavenly Father is asking you to share the great mercy you have been shown. He's asking you to live and operate in his likeness by loving others the way you have been loved. The Bible commands us to forgive others. God doesn't give us the option. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 says, "Bearing with one another, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." James chapter 2, verse 13 says, "For the judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." So if we are living on forgiveness, we are living outside of the will of God. God knows forgiveness is difficult. He knows that it takes courage and strength to offer mercy where it is undeserved. He paid the highest price for our sins by sending Jesus to an undeserved and gruesome death. But he also knows the joys that come from reconciliation. He knows the goodness of wiping the slate clean, that he might have restored a relationship with us. And he longs for you to be a minister of reconciliation to all that hurt you. He longs to overwhelm you with his love and mercy to the degree that offering others mercy and love comes from a place of overflow rather than your own strength. He longs to fill you with courage and perspective so that you can forgive those who need a glimpse of his mercy and grace. So take time as you enter guided prayer to receive the love and mercy of your Heavenly Father. Allow him to fill you with overflowing today. Okay? And follow his guidance as he gives you grace to forgive others in obedience and love. Meditate on forgiveness and mercy you have been shown in Christ. Allow the compassion of God has for you to fill you with compassion for others. Ask God to give you his heart for others as you meditate on his word. Titus chapter 3, verses 4-7. "But when the goodness of the love and kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Now, meditate on God's command for you to give for others. Make God's word the foundation of your actions rather than your own desire or fears. God will always guide you into what is best for you. You must trust him at his word and obey. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous but the sinners. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you any unforgiveness in your heart, whether the wound is large or small. You must engage in forgiveness for it to heal properly. Ask God to give you courage to forgive today. Trusting and obeying God is foundational to experiencing the fullness of life Jesus died to give you. God longs to lead you into his perfect plans. He is always guiding and shepherding you to your best possible life, but he cannot lead you where you will not follow. He cannot bless you if you are living outside of his will. So commit to following him wherever he leads, whether or not you feel like it or understand. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into a lifestyle of continual forgiveness that you might experience to even greater depths the abundant life God longs to give. I highly suggest you to read Luke chapter 6 and bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, the question tonight is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way is up or down or which way to go? Or do you lack purpose in life and need some? Or do you suffer from depression or anxiety? Or something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, gambling, overeating, whatever the problem may be. God can take it away, but he can't do anything if he doesn't know you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries welcome you into the family of God, and we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Okay, let's take a caller.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Paulie, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Oh, good.
Hey, I'm going fishing in a week and a half. I was going to ask you, have you ever been deep sea fishing?
Yeah, a couple times.
Oh, yeah, what did you catch?
I didn't catch anything.
You didn't catch anything? What were you going fishing for? And whereabouts?
We were just going out to drink some beer and throw some lines and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't catch a fish, you caught a buzz, huh? Yeah, I'm going to Lauderdale. I got a charter. Man, if I got in touch with you sooner, I'd invite you on the charter, man. Go deep sea fishing down in Lauderdale.
Sounds like fun.
Do they have charters down in San Antonio?
Well, not San Antonio, but they do in Corpus Christi and Galveston.
What's the nicest beach down there in Texas?
Well, really, to tell you the truth, okay, the beaches ain't that lovely in Texas, but South Padre Island is pretty nice.
When's the last time you got to go down there?
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a while? Man, you sound
yeah.
like you need to take a trip down there. You and Tony should go down there.
Take
a little getaway. Do a simulcast of your show down in South Padre Island while you're kicking back, having a cocktail, enjoying the sunset and all that good stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's good. How you been, man? You been COVID-free? Did you get your vaccine?
Yeah, I got my shot today.
Oh, that's awesome. How's your arm doing? I hear it hurts your arm.
Nah, it doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt?
Doesn't hurt me.
Didn't hurt you? Yeah, I was hearing side effects. Like, it felt like you pull a muscle in your arm and yeesh.
I don't know. I don't feel anything.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to hop in VC tonight?
Yeah, I probably will.
You should connect the webcam, man. I want to see how that thing works.
Okay.
All right. Is there any other callers on the line?
Yeah, we got 111. We got a 111 caller.
All right.
Let me take it. 111, you're on the air.
Hi there, Pastor. This is Howard. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, Howard?
Hey, Howard. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I have lost 5 friends from taking the vaccine. And it's so sad because I just seen them 2 weeks ago, and now they're gone. Can you say prayer for the family, Kenny?
Yeah, I just said prayer for the family. Yeah.
Are all the vaccines different?
Yeah, they got different vaccines. Okay.
Which one do you recommend, Ken?
Pfizer one.
Oh, okay. What is that made out of?
I have no earthly clue. Okay.
I heard it was aborted fetuses.
Yes, because my job, I work for, people are telling us to take the vaccine. And I'm scared.
Well, I took it, and it hasn't affected me any particular way. Okay, you know, when you go to get your vaccine, okay, they make you sit for 15 minutes before you leave and make sure you don't get any complications, because if you're going to get any complications, you're going to get it within the first 15 minutes, okay? They really look out for you.
Do you think Doug took the vaccine? Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there, buddy.
It's okay. Just scared. I have a job, work for a post office, and government's all recommending their employees to take the vaccine. So I'm just scared because 5 of my friends already passed away from taking the vaccine. And from what I hear is the vaccine companies are exempt from being lawsuits. So, I don't know. You gotta help me, Kenny.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll pray for you, okay?
Can you administer the vaccine for him? Hold his hand or something? Is he on? Oh, Young-O?
No, he hasn't pressed the one key.
You should bring him on anyway.
No, I can't do that. They gotta have the hand up.
You gotta have a hand up.
Yeah, I gotta have the hand up. Press the one key.
Ken, did you used to play Nintendo and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What was your favorite game?
Oh, heck. Oh. I mean, back in the day, I had so many, but I would say Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers? 3 was pretty good. 3 was awesome. I like Super Mario 3. 1 was That's cool. Did you ever play Kid Icarus?
No.
No, that one's fun. You know, you can play those games, too. They got these things called ROMs and emulators. You can play them on your computer.
Oh, really?
Unlike Pastor Kent, who plays those demonic games and steals your donations from the old ladies. Pastor, you should tell the story about how Pastor Kent stole your donations. Clear your name, because that's still going around. That's still floating around that you're the thief when we all know it was Pastor Ken with a T.
Yeah, it was Pastor Ken. He just really did do all that. Yep.
How much money did he embezzle from you?
Quite a bit. I'm gonna say over $600.
$600? Oh,
or
man,
more.
Did you take him to small claims court?
No.
You would have won that case. Man. But can I make a song request, Ken? I promise it won't be raunchy. Can you play Free Bird by Leonard Skinner?
If I have it.
All right, Ken. Well, I just wanted to say hi and just shoot the stuff with you. And God bless, man. We'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you in the voice chat.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right,
God
good
bless.
Talking to you, dude. All right,
yeah, good talking to you.
All right.
God bless. All right,
111. Oh, shalom, Kenny.
Hey, Don.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine, brother. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. You feeling healthy? You sound a little sick tonight, brother. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, I'm glad to hear you got your shot, man. That's awesome. Did you get the one that's just the one shot, or did you have to get two shots?
I have to get two shots.
Oh, but no side effects?
Not yet.
Well, that's good, brother. I mean, you know, that's everybody's concerned with the side effects. The second shot, the first one's not too bad, but the second one, sometimes there's some side effects. So hopefully, Lord willing, there's no side effects for you, my brother.
Amen. Thank you.
So what's the topic of the night, Kenny? What are we talking about tonight? What's on?
It's open mic.
Open mic. Oh, well, that's good. Well, Kenny, you know, how is everything going? I mean, have you gotten, has your life gotten, are you getting out more? I mean, you know, with the pandemic and all, it's been pretty rough on everybody, and a lot of people have been able to get out. Have you been able to get out and get fresh air? And, you know,
I go outside and you know I walk around. Okay.
Well, that's good, man. That's good to get out and get some fresh air. I definitely have to do that more. I stay inside too much. I don't think that's good for your mental health and your mentals and stuff. So, yeah, it's good to get out, man. I'm trying to do that more myself.
I hear you. Doug has pushed the one key. You want to bring,
okay.
bring Doug on?
Sure, bring him on, man.
Sure, why you asking?
Yeah, okay. Let's bring on Doug. Hey, Doug.
Hi,
how
hello.
You doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Doug.
Yeah, good show tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, good message. No one getting too crazy. Thank you, and see you later. Amen.
Amen. All right, Doug. God bless you.
And Doug is gone.
Yep, Doug left the house. Let's see, we got another person here, 111.
What's your
111, you're on the air.
What do you say? What's your hear? What do you say there, kid?
Nothing much. Who's this?
This is Tony Goo Goo.
Tony Goo Goo.
Yeah. Everybody's been missing me over my show.
Yeah, everybody's been missing you. Yeah.
Now, I was hearing a guy talking about cocktails. Are you going to go drink some cocktails?
No, I ain't gonna have no cocktails.
Oh, you gonna put a cock in a tail? Yeah, is there any more callers?
Yes, I got one right here. Okay, hold on. 111.
Hey,
you're
Kenny.
On the air.
Hey, Kenny, this is Bo.
Thank you,
hey,
Bo. You the man, brother. I was dying, brother.
Hey, Kenny, I got the email about the Easter egg hunt that you're having this weekend. I know it's RSVP.
I ain't having no Easter egg hunt.
No, the email that I got, it's the annual Easter egg hunt / Easter bunny man pile.
No.
Kenny, I didn't get an invitation, man. Come on, brother. Why do you always exclude me from these things? I want to come to the Easter bunny hunt and the Easter egg hunt, Kenny.
I don't have an Easter egg hunt.
Let me tell you what.
It's a man pile.
The email said you have to dress up in the Easter bunny to participate in the man pile. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Okay. Well, the theme of the festival was where people will be fucking like rabbits in a big pile in Kenny's backyard. Does that ring a bell?
No. No, that's not true.
It said come the eggs I hid in my ass. That doesn't ring a bell.
No,
he seems to know a lot about it though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he seems to know a lot about it. Yeah.
I'm reading the email here. It said, come celebrate the resurrection with an erection.
Whoa.
I'm just reading the email. You're saying this event is not fake or what?
No, we're not having none of that.
Okay, well, good. Because that would be a corona, you know, super spreader event. Like, I'm glad that it's not happening, Kenny.
Yeah, it's not happening.
But Kenny, is this a wink-wink situation where this event's not happening, wink-wink?
No, it's not happening, Fred.
The all-dash anal bash? Or anal bash at all-dash?
No,
I don't know. I wasn't invited. Kenny, well, I mean, you got your shots, brother, so you should be good. I mean, you know, if you want to have like a little get together for Easter, the Lord, you know, a lot of Easter for the Lord. I mean, that'd be a wonderful thing. I didn't get invited, but I don't. I mean, that's okay. I mean, that's fine. It's. I'm sure it's only a select few. Amen.
We didn't invite anybody.
Kenny, why
are
you stuttering so much?
Well,
Kenny,
I mean, but okay. Well, in that case, Kenny, like if you wake up and you see some people in like Easter Bunny costumes, like randomly in your yard, that's what it's all about. Because apparently there's a fake email going around that there's going to be a big manpile.
We would just let the police figure that out.
Yeah, we would just let the police figure that out, yeah.
I bet you they'd love that call Easter morning.
Oh. So, like, some people are going to dress up as police, too? That sounds like a fun party. Amen.
It probably would be.
Oh.
Well,
there he is. There he is.
Kenny and
there for all. Amen.
Kenny and Tony, what are y'all having for lunch for Easter to celebrate?
Bunny.
Bunny.
We're having bunny for lunch.
That would be fitting.
We're having bunny for lunch.
Oh. Hey, Bogart, I think that might be code, brother.
I think so. I mean, that's a wink, wink for sure.
Wink, wink, wiggle, wiggle.
Ooh. Just make sure you wear rubbers, guys. Come on now. Keep it godly.
And a mask for Corona's sake.
Amen. Amen. Kenny, you got
Amen.
Any other callers, brother?
Amen. All righty. Well, we got another caller here, 111. Let me bring it on. 111,
you're on the air. No, I was talking. Don't interrupt me. I'm trying to tell you. You're going to have a little tiny toy dicks inside of the little Easter eggs for the hot.
No, we're not going to have Easter eggs, Aunt Rico.
This is not Rico. This is a Kevin. So, can I bring a guest to dress up as a bunny and get the little toy dick socks from the little toy Easter eggs?
We're not having anything, Rico or Kevin.
So why I get the email? Are you trying to say to me?
I don't know
line?
Why you got the email.
He got an email too? Man, this is unbelievable, Kenny. I mean, everybody getting an email but me.
I don't know who's doing it. It's not me.
Kenny. I mean,
Nickers allowed. That's what they say.
No. Don't say the N-word. What is wrong with you? That's very disrespectful.
Nickers. The Nickers that you wear on your feet. You cannot wear them because you have to dress up like a bunny and you have to be barefoot.
Oh, okay, all right. Kenny, so you're saying that we should just disregard, that they should disregard all the emails, brother?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Just disregard the emails.
Kenny, for the costume party that's not happening tomorrow, wink, wink, do you have to have, like, a full suit, or can you just have, like, the Playboy, like, bunny ears on?
There's no party going on.
Wink, wink. Okay.
Oh, no, wink, wink.
But,
there's no party.
But Kenny, let's just hypothetically, if you were having the party, would it just require, you know, like, the Playboy bunny ears, or do we need a full suit? Like the Easter Bunny at the mall.
I guess it would have to be like the Easter Bunny at the mall.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Except,
all right, that's all I need to know.
Except the Easter Bunny at the mall, not the dick sock.
Alrighty. Well, let's bring on some more callers. Okay. 111.
Hey, Ken. Paulie again. Hey, I got some questions, man. I was looking at your Facebook. There's a GoFundMe to help you and Tony buy a Sibian. And then there's something about a coffee class sponsored by Benjamin Buford Fontaine. Only place you get to sip the Holy Lord and get a holy coffee lesson. And then there's something about a raffle for your motorcycle. Jose's the winner. And then there's something today, I guess, you and Tony were throwing a quinceañera for Victor. You were looking for a cake recommendation. And then, I'm sorry to keep on going, but there's also an ad here.
Hey, wait, hold on. I have to jump in. I need your help.
My friend Jimmy.
We're a gay couple.
Pinkle.
Do you think you have to be looking for cake recommendations?
Okay.
Really?
Okay. I'm looking at cake Facebook right now. It says, I need your help. My friend Jimmy Pinkington is trying to sell his truck, okay? He hasn't put a single mile on it, asking $15,000. Please email me at richardhopper@yahoo.com. God bless. And then there's one where it says, today's a sad day for me. On this day in 1986, I lost my family to a bombing in Tel Aviv. I live in pain and relive this moment for the past 35 years every day.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I don't know what's going on with all that craziness, okay? But it's not me. So let's bring on Doug again. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Ken. Sounds like Paulie's a real good friend, huh?
It's interesting tonight.
What's up, son? My old chip off the old block. What you up to?
Oh, he's freezing him out. He ain't talking. That's crazy. Father, son, not talking?
Yes, son, I'm here.
How are you, Dad?
I'm doing good, son. How are you?
Oh, this is beautiful.
I'm graduating college soon. I'll be up there with DC too. I'll almost be a wordsmith.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, good for you, Douglas. I'm so proud of you, brother. That's so great.
Better late than never, right?
Amen. Ken, this is beautiful. You got a father-son reuniting on your show, and I'm getting emotional, Ken. This is beautiful.
Yes. Thank you for all your generous donations putting me through college, especially you, Dad.
Well, that's a low blow, dog. But you have to admit that you wouldn't even be in this world if it wasn't without me. So,
well, he did donate to your mom, Douglas. Come on now. I mean, that's why you're here, brother.
I donated a few million sperm is what I donated. Yes. So you're welcome.
Too bad none of them had any brain cells.
Was that the Sugar Bowl in
79? Wait, Doug, you're saying that none of my sperm had any brain cells.
Bowl.
So you're admitting that you're mentally altered. What does that mean?
Yeah, because you had too few brain cells. come on. Whatever.
All right, so you're giving me the guilt trip. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen.
You can't.
You
couldn't help it, Dad. You couldn't help it.
I couldn't help
Dad.
It that your mother drank while she was pregnant. That
Dad.
Had nothing to do with me.
What
had
about
nothing
my
to do with
Christmas and birthday money? My name's DC2. I'm trying to say it.
Doug, are you having a stroke? Is Douglas having a stroke, Kenny? It sounds like he's having a stroke. Is
no.
he okay?
He's not having a stroke, but he is falling off the wagon, unfortunately.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
He had 6 hours
the wagon
sober, didn't
is
he?
Dragging
he
me down. Yeah.
I could not understand what you just said, Doug. Can you please repeat that, please, son?
I didn't say anything. That was someone else. See right there. See? I talked over that.
Sadly, I can't tell the difference between the two. Sadly, they sound identical.
Amen.
But.
Well, you're the father of it, so.
I regret it every day. But anyway, Kenny, is there any other callers on the line?
No, that's it.
No, okay. All right, so Doug, what's new? What's new with you?
What do you mean, what's new? I got a few more raccoons and, you know, things like that.
And what have you done with these raccoons? What are you insinuating when you do that?
Well, you taught me, Dad, all about it, so why don't you explain it, Dad?
Doug, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, unfortunately. I wish I could. And I wish and hope that we can, you know, have an intervention here soon because you fucking need it because you're off the fucking wagon. Bad. You're in bad shape.
I don't think so.
I think so. And I think everybody else that could listen to you can tell and think so.
Kenny, is that
again.
You?
No, not me.
Oh, okay. Make sure you're all right,
was,
brother.
That was me. I was squatting. Wasn't someone else. Okay. Well, whatever. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Doug.
Run like a bitch. There you go.
What?
Run.
I'm not
I
running.
Said good,
you're
good night,
just
Doug. Yes.
Boring. Okay.
Yeah, and
boring.
You're not. But anyway, I love you. I love you, son. And I'll talk to you later.
You do not.
Oh, I absolutely. Father's love. I mean, no matter what you do, I'll always love you. That's a father's love to his son.
Do you have a shirt that says "World's Greatest Son" as an arrow pointing toward me?
You just asked me, do I have a shirt that says "The World's Greatest Son"? No, no, I don't.
Pointing toward you.
I couldn't understand you just then, but I couldn't understand you. But God bless you, and I hope you get sober. I really do.
Amen.
Because, like, even if you're off, like, the hard liquor, like, if you're still drinking 15 beers a night, I mean, what's the fucking difference?
15 beers.
It sounds like you're drinking 15 beers a night. It sounds like it.
Okay, well, if someone, like, is having a good time in their life, does that mean they're drunk?
No, I'm not, like, basing this off of, like, if you're sounding like you're having a good time. I'm basing this off of sounding like you're shit-faced, which you are at the moment.
No.
Sorry. But anyway, I'm going to mute myself because I've been talking way too fucking much. But Doug, I love you, son. Hope you get sober. And that's all I've got to say, Kenny. So I'll mute myself and take the next caller, please.
Okay, well, there are no more callers. Okay, so,
good night, guys. Good night, guys.
Good night, dear Doug.
And I love you guys, all of you. Bless
you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, son. Thank you, son.
Amen.
All righty. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. God bless.
Yeah. Kenny, okay. hop in Discord, though, whenever you end the show. All right? Please.
Yeah, I'll get in there as soon as possible. Okay?
All right. I'll see you there, buddy.
Well, okay. See you all in Discord. Have a great one. God bless, and maybe I'll have a show tomorrow. If I do, it'll be at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay? So take it easy, everybody. Good night.